Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you live and in person. Well, I guess really not in person, but I am live wherever you are listening to me at this point. 15 minutes after 8 o'clock, June the 7th, 2023, 56 degrees and hazy skies here in Marion. And what we have all learned by the term hazy skies is a lot of stuff floating around in the air. Now, it is interesting because before I went on the air this morning, a bulletin came across and said, poor air quality. Poor air quality. Now, this is just what we don't need. Poor air quality. You know, it's bad for people who have asthma and allergies and all that. So, if you are a sufferer of any of those illnesses, allergies, asthma, anything like that, try to stay out of the way today because it's a rough day. And temperatures a little, you know, I don't know if this is low or not. Here's what I was thinking last night. I think we all got spoiled last week. We had those temperatures in the 80s and 90s. And I left my windows open. And I thought, man, it's even kind of warm in here. Then this week came along. And now it's kind of cool overnight. You know, 56 degrees right now here in the morning. And I'm thinking, maybe this is just normal because we aren't into summer yet. We've still got, 14 days until summer? So maybe this is just the way it's supposed to be. But the week is flying by. It's already Wednesday. It's our 9th anniversary week here at the station. And don't forget our big 9th anniversary special tomorrow night. Can you believe it? Already tomorrow night. Thursday night, 7:15 to 9 p.m. Boy, am I excited. We've got the food ordered. We've got the drink ordered. And I think we've got a great group of people coming to this party tomorrow night. I'm really excited. I got two more RSVPs yesterday. And I think we're just going to have a great time. Reminiscing. Is that a term? Reminiscing. Maybe it's reminiscing. About the 9 years of WGH Talk, which actually the anniversary is June the 11th, 2014 is when we went on the air. But the 11th is on a Sunday, so we're going to celebrate tomorrow night on the 8th, and it's just going to be a lot of fun. You know, I remember when we were getting on the air back in 2014. I don't know how many people know this story, and I thought, well, maybe I'll save this story for tomorrow night's special. You know what? I'm going to save it for tomorrow night's special because I don't want to give it away. So tune in tomorrow night, big special on the air. Put it on your calendar right now or whatever you've got in front of you, 7:15 to 9 p.m. Don't miss the big 9th anniversary special tomorrow night here on WGH Talk. And you're not only going to hear people who are currently on the station. You will hear people who have been regular guests on the station. You will hear people who have been personalities in the past on the station. It's going to be a great night tomorrow night. Go ahead, caller.
Morning, Scott. How are you doing today?
I'm good. A little chilly, but doing okay.
Well, I look at the railroad track from the house here, and probably a little over, knocking on the door a half mile maybe. But you can't already see the railroad track on account of the smoke, see? So you talk a story about McDonald's. Well, I go down to Southland here, so the young people in there, I go by there, and they always treat me well, you know. And I said, boy, does that smoke bother you here at the window? And they look real strange at me, you know. And this one taller fella, he probably in 30, 35, really on top of everything. And I said, you know what's causing all that smoke? And he looked at me, he said, no. And I said, well, it's fires up in Canada. And I said, the wind's blowing this way and stuff. And I said, we've been getting it quite frequently here, but really more so the last couple of days. And I said, today was really bad as I noticed it. He said, no kidding. I said, yeah. So I went down to Nevada to pick up my stuff and told the girls that. And they said, oh. I said, did you know that there's fires up in Canada making this smoke down here? And they said, no. And see, the young people, they don't listen to radios and stuff, I don't think. But if they watch TV, it's plastered all over, and I think it's going to be all over the news media really heavy today. But what I'm getting at, and I don't want to hold you up much this morning, but can you punch up that Providence up there has to be over towards the east. Now, which one? I know there's, I thought, six Providences in Canada or seven. Anyhow, they go from the west to the east there. I'm familiar with, I know Saskatchewan and Ontario and Quebec and Newfoundland. There. But anyhow, Scott, can you punch it up? Because I heard on the radio coming home, but I wasn't paying that much attention really to the stats. But normally there's so many acres that burn in Canada every year, you know, from lightning and stuff, you know?
Right. Let's see. I'm looking here. It says, as well as Quebec, major fires have also been burning in British Columbia, Alberta, Ontario, Nova Scotia, and the Northwest Territory. So they've got a big problem up there.
Yeah, and you know, most of them are from lightning. But this year, Scott, I have to show up on there because it was on the radio. They give the normal each year up in those in that area. You know, that's just from the lightning strikes and stuff causing the fires. But this year, oh, the astronomical, way out of reason. I mean, clear up in the millions and millions and millions of acres that's on fire up there now.
You know. I've got the number for you here. Can you believe this? This is unbelievable to me.
Yes, it is astronomical. Do you like that word, astronomical?
That's a good one to start the morning. 8 million acres so far. 8 million. The country is currently battling 413 wildfires, 249 which are categorized as out of control, and an estimated 26,000 people remain evacuated from their homes. Eight million.
For us on the radio. I wonder if Adam didn't have it on his weather report, and I thought, well, that was kind of... But Adam will get it here before long. He'll chalk that up, and he'll give it out. I think everybody is wondering and don't realize that that's coming out of Canada, you know. I mean, it just seems like it's been the last, week or so? It's been doing that kind of mild, but this morning, buddy, it's really thick, you know.
Well, it really is. And, you know, honestly, I don't know how many people know it's going on, but Canada is in a big, big mess. When you have 8 million acres that have already burned, and I think they're expecting something near 10 million by the time this is done.
That's right, John. I'm glad you got it for me. I really appreciate that. Sounds good over the air. But, a lot of people think, maybe it's been so dry, maybe there's some weed burning or something like that, and... by golly, you look out there, and it's more weeds up there. There's some big timber there going down the hill.
Oh, it's a mess. And, you know, it's a sad thing because Canada is our closest neighbor, and they really have a clean country and a well-organized country, and it's sad to see what's going on up there. It's just, it's horrible.
Yeah, and, you know, we used to travel. I'd go up there bear hunting and fishing all the time, year after year after year, moose hunting and stuff like that. In Ontario, Providence, and people up there, they just take it for granted. But the ones that's born and raised and lived up there, you know, of all the wild country that, you know, you just can't inhabit it, only looking down in some of it by helicopter or something like that because it's so rugged and stuff. But the thing is, when you have that kind of stuff going on, it's unbelievable that it can come down here like this, and I don't know how much further south it's inhabited in the United States either, but they say up along the East Coast and everything, so...
Well, and it's the worst time of year for it to happen because we've already got not great air qualities because of the tree pollen and the grass pollen this time of year. So as I say, if you have asthma or you have allergies, this is really wreaking havoc on you.
And our granddaughter, the youngest granddaughter, and her dad, they're leaving this morning out of Toledo, and they're going to over to Germany. And what else, Mom? Germany, Switzerland, and Italy. They're going to visit those places over there, so that's pretty neat. I just wanted to tell you that. It's right on this. So when they're up in the airplane, they're going to see this pretty good flying out and going east. They're out of on a jet, you know what?
Yeah, they'll get a great shot. Hey, that sounds like a great trip.
Yeah, they're going to be gone for 10 days.
Perfect.
See you later, Scott.
Hey, thanks for calling. Bye-bye. All right. Phone lines are always open here, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. We love to talk about anything here, but, you know, the Canadian story has really been undercovered, I think, by our media in a way. Isn't it interesting what interests us here in the United States? 8 million, more than 8 million acres have already burned in Canada. 413 wildfires, and 249 of those are categorized as out of control. 26,000 people remain evacuated from their homes. It's a mess up in Canada, and we hope certainly the best for those people. Telephone lines are open, 740-751-4038. I have a story to tell about McDonald's this morning. And it's nor here nor there about the beverage. But I'm going through McDonald's this morning, and I get to the second window where the girl or guy, depends on the day, normally hands me my drink. And this morning, the girl who handed me my drink looked so familiar. Now, I don't know if I'm having a deja vu moment or if maybe I'm catching some kind of brain illness. But she looked so familiar. I thought, I know this person from somewhere. I don't know where I know her from. She's younger. But boy, I know that I knew her from somewhere. So my goal is going to be to try to figure out where I know this person from. Have you ever done that? Seen somebody and you say, oh, I know that person from somewhere. And then it drives you nuts because you can't remember where you knew or know them from. But whoever was working the second window at McDonald's this morning, I definitely had seen that face before. But I don't know where. Very polite person. Did a nice job this morning. I didn't want to say, hey, where do I know you from? Because she might have said, I have no idea where I know you from. But I'm going to figure that one out. All right. What else do we have going on here this morning? Well, as I said, the guest list for the big celebration tomorrow is getting big. Two more RSVPs yesterday. And as I say, it's not just people who are still currently at the station. It's people who have been guests many times on the station. It's people from the past who have hosted shows. Heaven forbid we do not have any grudges on this station. Go ahead, caller.
Well, maybe your mind is slipping a little bit like all the rest of us do, Scott. How about that's a girl that was on your front porch?
I know. I can't remember anything anymore. I don't know what's going on.
See, she could have heard it over the... See, a global, she could have been anywhere, and she heard that, Scotty, and she just kind of going to agitate you a little bit, and she really made herself visible to you, didn't she?
Well, she did. And you know what? I don't remember this at all. When I was in, I probably would have been in college at the time. I don't remember this girl being on my porch at all. I hope my advice to her was just brilliant.
Oh, my goodness, Scott. She might have a little something in your Diet Coke that love romance might come back all against you. You might be in real big trouble here before long.
It could be true because you know she wants to come over again. But you know I'm a little worried now because I think I might forget that. So it's all trouble.
Well, she'll understand that with you celebrating the 9th anniversary. She'll probably ponder over that, but she just showed up at McDonald's, right, this morning?
Second window. This girl, I know that face from somewhere.
Yeah, you better get some help and some alertness to protect yourself, you know it?
Ginkgo biloba. I have to get some of that ginkgo biloba and help my memory.
Oh, my goodness. Hugs and kisses from all over the continent, huh?
That's right.
Bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Yeah, I have no idea. I can't remember the girl from Sears who I've been talking about this week who messaged me on social media. I don't know who this person was at the McDonald's window this morning. You know, all apparently I can do is recognize faces anymore. I don't recognize anything else about people. I'll recognize your face, but other than that, apparently I have no memory of anything going on in the world or anything that has happened in the past. But I will definitely try to recall memories tomorrow night of our 9th anniversary. And as I say, we've got a lot of people from the past. Because let me tell you this. This is what's important. And maybe this is a good time to do this. And I'll probably do this tomorrow night during the show as well. All the phones are hot this morning. I like this. Go ahead, caller.
I'm Gabby this morning. I'll cut this one out, and this will be the last one. I remember when you worked at Sears, you and the older gentleman, and you was both about the same size. And I was in there and in the tool department. They're looking for something, and I seen you two standing over there, and I said, hey, I said, can you help me over here? And you said, no, we can't. I said, I'm busy right now. I said, I need some help to find such and such. And they said, well, I'm sorry, we don't do that. And you're standing there, and both of you had your kind of arms underneath, or hands underneath your arms, you know, and I thought, you know, them two deadbeats, they ought to be reprimanded for something. And here I am wanting to find some help, and they said that they can't help me. Then I remembered, well, that's a union shop out there, you know. They can't go one step over that aisle into the other tool department regardless of what anybody wants. Do you remember that?
You know what? I'll tell you that. Now, see, his name I can remember. It was Gary, who I worked with out there. He was an old GTE employee. And the funny thing is that it was people like Gary and I with that type of customer service that drove Sears right into the ground. It was that type of customer service did that.
But that's the way all the employees was. If you wanted a sweatshirt, you sure wouldn't have somebody from the mechanic department come up there and find a sweatshirt for you. I mean, they had their areas, and that was it.
Well, yeah, I'll tell you, you know why that was. I'll tell you the main reason, because Gary and I worked in appliances and electronics. And what you're talking about would have been considered lawn and garden. And everybody worked on commission. And the reason you dared not do that was if I would have went over there, I could not have stolen their commission because I didn't get commission on lawn and garden stuff, just appliances and electronics. But they would not have gotten commission for it. And they were always complaining about that. So that's probably why that happened.
Yeah, because the tools was right there, right across the aisle. Which you got refrigerator, stoves, and those appliances right there. What year was that, Scott?
I was there for 7 years. I think 2007 to 2012, 13.
Well, it was in between that time. I knew of you then. I seen your face, and then I seen you in different places. Then I found out you was connected with the radio. Now here I am joking about it. And you're having a 9th anniversary. So we go back a long time visually looking at each other but didn't know each other, see?
That's right. We go back a long way and have had a lot of fun since. I'll tell you, this special is going to be fun tomorrow night. And the reason I have not mentioned anybody's name is I know so many people who are going to be there tomorrow night who don't do shows on the station anymore but are coming back just for the anniversary. And I think that says something about this station and the family atmosphere.
I think it is too. It just if they just come in and out for a moment and just say a few words, you know, all day long, that'll be great.
It's gonna be fun. Hey, thanks.
Yep.
All right. Yeah, that you know, Gary and I'll tell you a funny story about Sears. When I worked at Sears during high school and college, and those might have been, you know, the years I probably got wrong. I wasn't in college in 2007, so maybe it was after college that I worked there. I hope I got those years right. In any event, when I was at Sears, Now, where was I going with it? Oh, they put me in the appliance and electronics department. Now, electronics, I knew something about that. But washers and dryers and refrigerators and all that, I mean, I knew what they did, and I knew how to use them, but the perks and stuff people wanted to know, I didn't know Jiminy Cricket on half of that stuff. But the interesting thing was, now this is an insight into how stores operate. Now, when I started there, I don't know how old I was. I wasn't that old, let me tell you. But they hired me in, and they were trying to figure out which department to put me in. Well, they put all the kids in lawn and garden because they figured that most people buying tractors and things like that, weed eaters, snow blowers, that they probably knew what they wanted and didn't need that much help. But you had to be a sensible, talking, looking person to work in electronics and appliances, and especially appliances, because they always said that people ask questions about refrigerators and washers and dryers before they buy them, and dishwashers. We sold dishwashers, stoves. So I got put in that department because they thought, apparently, that I could talk sensibly. I got put in the appliance department, even though I didn't know anything about appliances. And the very cool thing about that was, because they wanted sensible people in the appliance department, I got to work with all these retired GTE employees. Now, I don't know how they all ended up at Sears, but in my department, there were at least, and they were higher ups at GTE when they worked there, there were at least two or three retired GTE employees, and everybody in that department was over the age of 40. Now, I was not at that point. I was the kid in that department. A matter of fact, a previous store manager who had injured herself and was down to part-time was working in that department. So I always felt it kind of a compliment that they put me in that department, even though I knew nothing about dishwashers or washers and dryers or refrigerators or whatever I was trying to sell. I learned as time went on, but in the beginning, I didn't know anything. But all those guys and the women in that department helped me quite a bit. So, you know, that was heavy-duty sales. That wasn't just come in and buy something and leave. I mean, people really wanted to talk about what they were buying, and sometimes that got to the nitty-gritty. But it was fun. It was, I think, the only commission job I've ever worked in my life. 37 minutes past the hour here. Phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And again, the big anniversary special tomorrow night, 9th anniversary, 7:15 to 9 p.m. Now, I'm mentioning this often, number one, because it's the day before it. And number two, I want you to write it down and don't forget that the special's on, because I think everybody's going to enjoy that. Reminisce about all the old times here at the station. And again, I have no idea who this girl was at McDonald's this morning. All right. Well, you know, I'm mowing the yard later on today. That's my goal for later today, because I won't be able to do it tomorrow with all the anniversary activities going on. So today is lawn mowing day. Just put that out there. Oh, did everybody enjoy Fritz the Night Owl yesterday? You know, he was one of our big anniversary guests. We had Dr. Art Uhlein on Monday. Really enjoyed Dr. Art Uhlein every time he's on. And we had Fritz the Night Owl yesterday. Hope you've enjoyed these guests we're having on for anniversary week. Fritz does not do interviews very often anymore. I think Fritz is 88 years old now. He'll be 89 in December. But I go way back with Fritz the Night Owl. I did a television show with Fritz the Night Owl about 11 years ago. It was Fritz the Night Owl, Charlie Evers, and Marianne Michaels, and myself. And we did a television show. And I still have all those tapes. But Maybe I should give those to the Historical Society. But we had so much fun doing that show, and Fritz the Night Owl was a part of that, and he was always a good guy to me, and I'm glad he was able to come on yesterday for the big 9th anniversary special. Now, what I was saying earlier, I'll probably do this tomorrow night on the 9th anniversary special, but I want to do it now here because it's come to my... See, it's that poor air quality. It's in my throat this morning. But what I wanted to say was, you know, I come on here every morning and I do the show, and you get to hear from me probably more often than anybody else. But there are so many people who have went into this station doing things, making us pop. Adam, of course, keeping the website updated, which is a big thing, keeping the streaming running, keeping the weather, the obituaries, the news updated every day. I know that's important to a lot of people. So you've got Adam and the shows he's done over the years, and you've got Linda, who has been with us since day one doing her program, Voice of a People. And of course we thank Linda. And Sean, who spent so much time up at the transmitter and still restarts our computer to make sure everything runs smooth. And anytime we have a technical issue with storage or anything of that nature, Sean, I don't know how many nights has been up at the radio station or the transmitter making sure things are still working properly or trying to fix a problem that no longer worked properly. And Terry, who has ran many errands over the years to try to make sure things are running properly. And then there's all the people from the past who have done shows here and contributed their time and effort to making this station a success, which I think it is, 9 years later. So, you know, I think you hear most from me, and I certainly appreciate the nice things that people do say to me, but a whole lot of people go in and went in to making this station a success that continues on to this day. It certainly is not a one-person band at all. So I thank them all, and I know the audience thanks them all. Well, as I said, it's cold and damp this morning. You know, I might have to close the windows at night if we can't fix this. I know the rain's coming this weekend. I think Sunday, I think the rain is supposed to come in. Now, I think it was supposed to come in on Saturday, but now they pushed it out to Sunday. But the rain is supposed to come in, and we'll see what goes on from there. I think that's pretty much all I got here this morning. If anybody has anything else they'd like to add to the conversation, give me a buzz, 740-751-4038. And again, I'm going to work on, I did most of the weeding. Today will be the lawn mowing. And then maybe later on this week, I'll get to the gardening if everything holds out. And again, I said yesterday, I think the problem 2 years ago was, and I did not know any better either, but the person I was working with on planting this tomato plant, we really did not know how to handle hard soil and really did not know that the soil was going to be hard. So it's no fault of theirs, and it certainly, I don't think, was any fault of mine. I think it was the fault of the soil. Now, why I have hard soil, I don't know. Maybe it's if you fall in the yard, or if you fall on the sidewalk, it's going to hurt just the same. I really don't know what that's all about. But, so hopefully later in the week I'll get to that, if there are no changes in the schedule or the weather. Because, you know, my goal in life is to be a gardener. And I think I still got time to perfect this. You know, two things in life. I want to learn how to play the piano, and I want to learn how to be a gardener. You know, I have a piano. I have no idea how to play it. It's been in my house for years and years now, over a decade. So my goal is to learn how to play the piano. Haven't got there yet, and I certainly haven't learned how to garden yet. But those are on the bucket list. So there you have it. All right. If anybody has anything to say, phone lines are open. 707-751-4038. Now, we did start a Family Feud question yesterday, and I wanted to see if we could finish this up today. The category was name an occasion where parents force their kids to wear an outfit. Now, the answers we got were wedding, Halloween, and church. I believe those were the three that we had. Oh, and I think we got school picture day. So we had four of those. There are two answers left. Does anybody know what they are? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name an occasion where parents force their kids to wear a certain outfit. Now, wedding was one. We've got wedding. Halloween was three. Church was four. And school picture day was six. We've still got the number two and number five answers here to be gotten. Name an occasion where parents force their kids to wear a certain outfit. An occasion where parents force their kids to wear a certain outfit. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Remember the category. Name an occasion where parents force their kids to wear a certain outfit. Go ahead, caller.
What about a funeral?
Not a funeral, but a good guess. Not a funeral, but certainly not a bad guess. Name an occasion where parents force their kids to wear a certain outfit. Wedding, Halloween, church, and school picture day. That's what we got. Two answers left. 740-751-4038. You know what I was just thinking? The way my mind is working these days, I probably will not remember to tell that story that was in my mind this morning about when we first started this station back in 2014 tomorrow night. So somebody will have to remind me during the anniversary party, 7 to 9, tomorrow night on this station, to tell the story about the week we started, went on the air. There was an interesting thing that happened that week. But maybe I'll remember it. I guess we might be able to put some faith in me that I'll remember it, but who knows? 740-751-4038. Name an occasion where parents force their kids to wear a certain outfit. Wedding is number one, Halloween is number three, church is number four, and school picture day is number six. Still have two big answers on the list here today. One of the answers is number two. And then one is kind of lowly, down at the bottom at number five. But there are still two answers left. Name an occasion where parents force their kids to wear a certain outfit. 47 minutes past the hour here. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Now, a wedding was number one. Now, obviously, parents dress their kids up for a wedding. Halloween was number three. Obviously, they have to get in their costumes for Halloween. Church was number four. I think, again, on Sundays, parents like to dress their kids up and get ready for church. School picture day, number six. Remember school picture day? You went out and got a new outfit, and the teacher usually went up and down the aisle during the time you were standing there getting ready to have your picture taken, combing your hair and trying to make sure there were no cowlicks or anything going on. So certainly that would be a day that parents would force their kids to wear a certain outfit. But there are still two answers left and about 12 minutes before the top of the hour. 740-751-4038. Who's got the answers here today? Name an occasion where parents force their kids to wear a certain outfit. 26 people said wedding, 20 people said Halloween, 15 people said church, 4 people said school picture day. Who's got the final two answers? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. 4038. Go ahead, caller.
How about a job interview if they're going for a job?
Not a job interview, but a good guess. No job interview on the list here today. Apparently, kind of a tough category here this morning. Name an occasion where parents force their kids to wear a certain outfit. All right, we have another call coming in here. Go ahead, caller.
How about a funeral?
Not a funeral, but a good guess. Not a funeral, but not a bad guess. Name an occasion where parents forced their kids to wear a certain outfit. Now, everybody's been thinking now, and the calls are coming in. Go ahead, caller.
Well, that's just what I was going to say, a funeral. Give me the first letter of the word, either one of them, either O.
One is C.
C?
C.
Okay. Something to do with school, class?
Not school, no, no.
Okay.
All right.
Let's see. Can I get... Are they both C?
No, one is C and one is E.
E. Does, okay, I'll think about that. I hope that gardening thing goes through because, well, they're really looking for a place to settle down and they're really going to need it.
I'm looking forward to it. Thanks.
I'm going to still work on this thing until you go off the air.
Thanks. Bye. Sounds good. All right, C and E. Name an occasion where parents force their kids to wear a certain outfit. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
A confirmation?
Not a confirmation, but a good guess. Not a confirmation, but not a bad guess. Name an occasion where parents force their kids to wear a certain outfit. Go ahead, caller.
Easter?
Easter, yes. Easter's number two. You got it. Easter comes in at number two on the list today. That is number two. So we've got the E. Now we just need the C. Go ahead, caller.
How about if you're getting company? If somebody's coming over, company.
No company, but a good guess. No company. But not a bad guess. Name an occasion where parents force their kids to wear a certain outfit. Wedding, Easter, Halloween, church, school picture day. One answer left on the list here. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Who's going to pick this final answer off here this morning? With about 8 minutes left to go here. Name an occasion where parents force their kids to wear a certain outfit. Go ahead, caller.
A christening?
A christening?
Yeah.
Not a christening. Not a christening on the list here today. Name an occasion where parents force their kids to wear a certain outfit. All righty here. Go ahead, caller.
Christmas?
Christmas, absolutely. Christmas is on the list. Thank you.
Okay.
All right, Christmas finishes out the list here. Name an occasion where parents force their kids to wear a certain outfit, wedding, Easter, Halloween, church, Christmas, and school picture day. All right, let's move on to the next category here. Let's see. Okay, we have four answers in this category. Name when someone might ride their bike to work. Four answers here. Name a reason that someone might ride their bike to work. 740-751-4038. You know, I was just thinking about riding a bike, getting a bike, doing that. I don't know that any of these are my answers, but you never know.
Go ahead, caller.
I'll have to call back.
Okay.
Name a reason that someone might ride their bike to work. A reason that someone might ride their bike to work.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
For fitness or exercise?
Exercise is number two on the list.
Exercise comes in at number two on the list here today. Name a reason that someone might ride their bike to work. Exercise, number two on the list.
Go ahead, caller.
They don't have a car?
No car, number one on the list. You got it.
No car, number one on the list here today. Still two more answers. Name a reason someone might ride their bike to work.
Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say their car's broken down. I thought you'd ask a different question. I got it differently.
Oh, no. No car is number one. We just got that.
Oh, you just got that. Okay, then I'll call back.
All right.
No car was number one on the list. Name a reason that someone might ride their bike to work. No car, exercise. Still two more answers.
Go ahead, caller.
Well, I'm going to say they have no license.
No license, not on the list, but a good guess.
No license is not on the list today. Name a reason that someone might ride their bike to work.
Go ahead, caller.
Trouble finding parking facility.
No parking facility, good guess.
Remember Jerry Davis, the jeweler? He always rode the bike down Center Street. Remember him?
I do remember Jerry, yeah.
I wonder why he did that. He probably didn't have money enough to buy gas.
That's right. He couldn't put gas in the car. It was trouble.
Okay.
All right. Name a reason that someone might ride their bike to work. No car and exercise are the answers we have so far. All right.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
They don't have money for gas.
No gas, absolutely. Number three on the list. You got it.
No gas. Number three on the list here today. So what is number four? That's what we're looking for here this morning.
Go ahead, caller.
Here's my cerebral answer. Maybe because you're a professional bike racer, so you're just taking your tool to the trade, to the job with you.
No professional bike racing.
Or, like, you own a bike shop and you're, like, bringing your bike from home so you can sell it?
No bike shop.
Okay.
Good guesses.
All right. Name a reason that someone might ride their bike to work. We've got no car, exercise, and save gas.
Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say because of the traffic situation.
No traffic.
No traffic situation. Name a reason that someone might ride their bike to work. No car, exercise, and save gas.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
A flat tire.
No flat tire.
No flat tire. 2-minute warning here. One answer left on the list. Name a reason that someone might ride their bike to work. No car, exercise, save gas.
Go ahead, caller.
No car insurance?
Not no car insurance.
Not no car insurance, but not a bad guess. A reason someone might ride their bike to work.
Go ahead, caller.
They do those deliveries for stores using their bike.
No deliveries.
No deliveries. On the list here today. Name a reason that someone might ride their bike to work. No car, exercise, and save gas on the list. Don't forget the 9th anniversary special tomorrow night, Thursday, 7:15 to 9 p.m. Go ahead, caller.
Maybe not old enough to have a car, so they rode a bike to work?
Not old enough, but a good guess.
How about having their license taken away, DWI or something like that?
Nope. Good guesses, though.
Okay.
Got a couple good guesses in there, but not the ones that we needed. Name a reason that someone might ride their bike to work. No car, exercise, save gas on the list here. Don't forget Voice of a People, Linda Sims, 10:15 to noon today. Adam the Computer Guy, 12 to 1. Go ahead, caller.
Well, we'll say deliver newspapers.
No delivering of newspapers on the list. All right, we've got to go to break. As I said, Voice of a People, 10:15 to noon. Adam the Computer Guy, 12:15 to 1. And I'll be back in 15 minutes. Don't flip that dial.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, LP, Marion, Ohio. The Talking Place. The legendary star of The Facts of Life, Charlotte Ray, Mrs. Garrett.
Is it how much of Mrs. Garrett is in Charlotte Ray?
I'm not, you know, they made Mrs. Garrett